position of the 2-3-3-3-1 built in.
Strat, end of reel 1. Thomas Strat, reel 2. So, after going around Italy, up to Naples, and so on, what did you see of the action in Italy? Did you hear what was going on, and did you get any idea of how the war was going in Italy?
Yes, you heard bits and pieces. If we weren't in from Messina, someone out on these different landings, you know. I was lucky. There was Taranto. But I wasn't in any of those. I was just on the Sicily and Italy one. Mm. And then after that, the South of France.
Right. So you met up with the Americans, you were saying. So what did you know about the South of France invasion? Well, how did they brief you? Did they tell you what was going to happen?
Oh, yes, we knew where we were going there. The LCTs, they had rockets. And I know...
The rockets that were put on them, were they?
No, they were rocket ships. And I don't know actually how many there were on there, but I know that we were the labourers loading the darn things up.
Really?
Yeah.
So how many rockets would you get on one then?
Oh, crikey. Well, I couldn't actually say that. They sort of had banks of them.
So it'd be dozens, would it?
Hmm?
Be dozens, would it?
Oh, crikey, yes. Yeah.
And so... What time did you set out? You set out from Italy, did you, for this South of France invasion?
Yes.
Where did you set out from?
We formed up at Naples there.
From Naples,
and I was on a small landing draft again. I wasn't on any big stuff.
Yeah.
And well, once there, we ferried what you had to, you know, what we had to ferry.
Yeah. Where did you land in France?
That I couldn't tell you.
So you took all your rockets in there?
Well, the other landing craft took those and that.
Uh-huh.
We were just the carrier sort of thing, you know. But, that was it. That was another easy trip. Mm. I was very lucky. Mm. But,
So what did you see of France?
The beaches.
The beaches.
Ah, the beaches. Yes. That's all. It was very quiet. Well, from what I gather, it was. So from there, we went back to Messina once it was all over.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And what did you do in Messina then?
Well, I stationed in the barracks until... I picked up a ship that took me to Malta.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed at Malta one day. I never even saw Malta. The Empress of Scotland came, and I went on the Empress of Scotland, and that brought me home.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you know what sort of time this was? Was this at the end of the war?
Oh, no.
No. And where did you land in the UK? Did you go to Liverpool or...?
No, I'm not sure whether it's Plymouth or Portsmouth.
Right,
I'm not sure about the Empress of Scotland. You know, where we did actually land. Mm. And I had some leave. And they must have liked my face. They sent me far east.
Did you? Oh, whereabouts?
Well, they, I picked up a ship. That was in Liverpool, I think. And I went to Bombay.
Mm. What did you know about where you were going? Was this the whole of your combined ops?
Yes, it's all combined ops.
Yes, yeah. Your same unit you were with.
Oh no, it was different.
No,
I don't know who I was with on the Bombay. Don't know if I was on my own or not. Right. There was other people with me, right? But
so you got to Bombay.
Yeah, and I'm not sure whether it's called Chamber, HMS Chamber, or Camp called Chamber. Uh-huh. I stayed there a short while, not very long. Then I caught a train down south to a beach. And I saw this LCT that I was going to go on. And there it was, stirring out the water. It lost a prop or something, and they put a new prop on. And that was the ship I was going to join. I went on that, and...
So how many crew did that have?
About a dozen, I think.
Oh, right, yeah.
And
and what was your job?
Engine room again.
Engine room again, right.
Yes, and I'd never been on that one before. They had a different type of engine, Patch Mercado engines, too. And we sailed from there once everything was all right. We sort of gathered together again in a convoy, and we sailed for Malaya.
Oh, right.
The petty officer, engine room, I don't know if he went sick or what, but he went missing, and it's just myself and two other stokers. And I was in charge of a blue engine room. Yeah.
What were the craft like out on the sea, you know, going across to Malaya?
What did you say? It weren't too bad, I suppose. It's just that...
Were you in convoy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and once we got to Malaya, it was very lucky again. I don't know whether they dropped those atom bombs or what, but Japan had capitulated. Because once we got to Malaya, we went to different places around the coast until we got to Singapore.
Oh, right, yes.
Mm-hmm. And from Singapore...
Were you doing anything... as it were, delivering stuff or anything, or were you just going from place to place?
No, we were just working our way around to...
Right.
In Singapore, we had a draft to do to Java.
Oh, yeah.
And Semarang, I don't know if that's what it was called, but ships couldn't get up there, landing craft could, and we did that, went to, I called it Semarang, and the big ships stayed outside, you know, the passenger ships and that, and we carried those at... Dutch people in that were going back in that.
Oh, really? So they were civilians coming off these ships, were they? Dutch civilians. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, I met a family, Tucker family, two daughters, the mother, the son was in the army, I think the father had died. And I started courting Mungor, Koosh. And they went to a place called Tanjung Penang. That was an island off of Singapore. And speaking nicely to the skipper on the OCT that time, I went across on the, I called it a postal boat, but it wasn't. It was just a junk with the engine in it. And I stayed with him and lived like a king.
Really? What were they doing out there? Were they trading or...?
Yes, I believe they had an estate or something. And I don't know, it was rub or whatever it was. So I didn't ask too much.
Yeah.
But I say, when I got to the island, it was out of this world.
Yeah. What sort of a house did they have?
Oh, we it was in like I forget the name, can't think of the name, like a hotel sort of thing. And, you know, how you've been living, and then to go and live in comfort. Yes, it was lovely.
Where were you on VE Day? Do you remember that? The announcement?
VE Day?
Mm.
I was out there.
Yeah.
Mm.
You don't remember it? No. Probably didn't have a big celebration then. Yeah.
No, it was a... From Java, we went back to Singapore.
Uh-huh.
after I went to the island, Penjil Company, I came back and the craft I was on had gone up to Penang, up the coast of Malaya. And I went at about, no, I went on another LCT, 11-11, until my craft come back. And then I picked up my gear, and I believe it was in London. I think it was in London. It wasn't a Glasgow. I'm pretty sure it was in London. I came home one.
What, HMS London?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were you waiting to be demobbed?
Yes.
That was in 1946, was it?
Yes.
Were you keen to be demobbed? Did you want to get
I finished up at Rosenies again.
Right.
And coming through from Rosenies, and that was to come to London, out of it, sort of thing. And they asked to sign on from that. But I'd had enough. I think it would have been different if I had a ship. Landing craft and it was a bit rough, so I said no.
Yeah.
And,
do you think it was a harder job being on landing craft than being on a ship?
Well, I think so.
Really? What was harder about it?
Well, it's more primitive. Mm. My job than a landing on a beach landing on the LCT. Wasn't the engine room, it was the captain on the stern. And as you go in, you drop your kedge, or your anchor, your kedge, and you run into the beach. And as you come off the beach, your kedge, as your engines go astern, you've got your kedge being pulled up by the captain, you see, and it helps you off. And that was my position on the LCT.
Right, yeah.
But on the others, it was simply with the engines.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have rather have been in an engine room in a ship, would you?
Oh, I'd rather have been on it. Well, I wouldn't have named it to be in the ship. Not a half-hard commander.
Yeah.
Yeah, dear.
So they asked you to stay on.
Yes.
But you wanted to go back to your old job, did you?
Well, then, yes, I sort of stayed out of trade for a while. Then I met the wife and got some sense knocked into me, and I went back into the trade.
So when you first came home, you had your DMOB pay, did you?
Mm.
So what did you do? Did you want to settle down, or...?
No, I had a friend, or mate, he was in the paratroopers, and he was the same time as me, out, sort of thing, and we jogged around on doing different jobs and that, and it was after I met the wife, Molly, that... I decided to, you know, get back into trade again.
Mm-hmm. And so you went back to instrument making?
Yeah.
The same firm?
Oh, no, no. I went back to, I think it was in Kentish Town, mm-hmm. Hawkins. And then afterwards I got from Hawkins, I went to a better class instrument maker. Genito's Unary mm-hmm. Instruments, mm-hmm. and I stayed there, I went there, and married, and the family started growing, and in 1956 I had an interview at Cricklewood for Smiths, mm-hmm. and I came down here.
Right, you moved to Gloucestershire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think your service in the Navy, what do you think it taught you? Because you went in as quite a young chap, didn't you?
It taught me to look after myself. in when we had that trouble, what was that? We had the Cold War, Russia, and that sort of thing. I joined the Royal Naval Volunteers Reserve.
Why did you join that?
Well, I thought there was going to be more trouble, and I was going to back in the Navy again.
Right.
And I didn't stay in it very long because we moved to Yorkshire.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Did you find it difficult to sleep sometimes when you came out of the services? Did you find it difficult to settle just of living a 9-to-5 life?
Yes, I did at times. Sometimes you thought of things that you shouldn't have. Mm. And,
what sort of things might those be?
Well, dreams. Mm. You know, things that stuck in your mind.
Mm. And, would that be things involving action, involving gunfire and so on? Yeah. Where had you seen that?
Well, different places that you saw a bit of it, sort of thing. I say on the LCMs and LCAs, you had no armaments at all. On the LCTs, you had two guns, and the two hooligans, one either side. That's easiest to rely on the big stuff to, you know, to clear the way for you.
Were there ever occasions when you had enemy aircraft going above, or...?
Yes. The worst one was in Algiers. That was when, you know, not used to that sort of thing. And
did you get...
No,
you weren't fired
at. It's clear gunfire going up there.
Mm. Mm. But, was any landing craft you were on ever hit?
Not mine, no.
Mm. No. So you were quite lucky, really, weren't you?
I was lucky, yes. Yeah. I was, you know, you think of some of the things and.
You've got some deafness from your service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other physical effects of your wartime service? No.
Mm-hmm. Well, the what with rifle practice and that, you know, you handled a rifle. I would say I've got photos here of naval over army gear and that, and I try to get out of it. You see, I that finger there, I can't bend it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
The that was cut as a boy, and no one ever thought of taking me to hospital and getting joined up. You see, so I tried to get out of the. They said yes. They simply take the finger off. So I stayed in.
Yeah, so you couldn't get out of
here, right? Because, yeah. No, I couldn't get out of the combined operation, you know, get out of these things and that, no.
Yeah.
But they was willing to take it off of me.
Oh, right, nice enough, yeah. But obviously you were able to do your instrument making and everything with...
Oh, yes, I see I can hold it down with the...
Oh, right, yes, you can control it, yeah, yeah. Are you glad that you had some military service?
But
are you glad you saw some military service?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think everybody should have it, yourself. I'd know it too. It brings out the worst or the best in you.
Yeah. Are there any particular characters you remember? Perhaps an officer or someone you worked with?
Not offhand in offices. I know I had a pair of trunks, and one wouldn't, officer wouldn't swim without trunks, so they used to come and borrow them. Oh dear.
Did you chat much to the officers, or did you keep separate? You've got some photos there, haven't you?
Yeah. There's one LCT. I've got the cat.
Oh, yes.
That's an LCT.
Yeah. Are you literally got a cat? It's a real cat, is it?
Is it? No, the monkey. No, it's a monkey.
It's a monkey?
Monkey,
right.
Yes.
Monkey. Yeah. Did this monkey lived on your LCT, yeah. Did it? Where did he come from?
I don't know. One of them got him and gave him as a pet sort of thing.
Yeah. How long was he with you?
I don't know that long.
Yeah. Where was this taken? Was this in Italy or...?
No, that's Far East.
Uh-huh. Far East, right.
Yeah, there's a couple of kids there. That's Sicily.
Oh, right, okay, right. We'll just finish this tape off now, and let me just say thank you very much indeed for your story. It's been very interesting. Okay, that's Thomas Strutt, End of Reel 2.